Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I really hope we do get some good news from Kevin and the Leonard family about Hannah coming back to Ireland, and Beaumont Hospital are ready to treat her. She just needs to be medically fit to make that journey. You might remember when we first spoke to Kevin back in November, he was telling us that Hannah was actually training to run the Dublin Marathon when she was involved in that accident. And she was running the marathon to raise funds for the Purple House Cancer Charity in Bray in County Wicklow when the accident happened. So we will keep in touch with Kevin, as I said, and we offer any support that we can to the family during this really difficult time. Now, January is that time of year when many of us like to get our life admin in order. You might have thought about the insurance renewals, the gym memberships, the car servicing, but what about your will? Well, many of us think about the will as a once-off thing, but you might have considered updating it, making sure you're still happy with what's in there. Well, for some New Year advice on the subject, I'm joined now by Andrea McNamara, Head of Private Client Law at EY Law. Hello, Andrea.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
Very well, and thank you for being with us this morning. When should people consider changing their will?
Well, what I would usually advise my clients is that you should take your will out and have a look at it maybe every few years, every 2 or 3 years after you've put it in place, just as you just said, to make sure that you're still happy, that everything in the will reflects your wishes, and also just to see if anything needs to be changed. So, for example, you might look and think, well, actually, I might want to replace that person that I've nominated as an executor or a trustee or a guardian. Or if something has happened to a beneficiary or to an executor or trustee or guardian, such as if somebody has passed away or if they've lost capacity, then you should amend your will to take that into account. Mm-hmm. So I would say kind of a general review every few years. You may not need to change anything. You might be very happy with it, but it's a good idea just to take a look at it.
Okay. And it can be complicated putting the will together in the first place. Is it as tricky then to change it?
Well, I suppose how complicated or how tricky it is will depend on your wishes and the nature of the assets in your estate. So for some people, a will would be very straightforward. For others, if they have complicated family circumstances or a complicated asset base, then the will likely be more complicated. And I suppose then in terms of changing it, that will feed into whether it's complicated to change it, but also the changes that you want to make will determine whether it's straightforward or whether it's a more complicated matter. So if, for example, you want to just make a very straightforward change, such as substituting an executor or trustee or guardian, then you could do that by way of putting what's called a codicil in place. And a codicil is just a short addendum to an existing will. So that could just be a one-page, two-page document. Or if you want to make some more substantive changes, I would generally advise that it can be more straightforward to put a new will in place rather than doing that by way of a codicil, because you could then have a codicil which says I amend clauses 2 and 4 and 5 of the existing will, and it can get quite messy if both documents have to be read in tandem.
Okay. But what is the legal standing of the codicil? Can it be more readily challenged than the substantive will?
No, it can't. So it is it's a standalone testamentary document. It's not standalone in that it is supplemental to the will, but it is in itself a testamentary document. You have to follow all of the same rules with regard to signing and witnessing in order for a codicil to be valid. So it's the exact same as a will in that way. So if, for example, somebody died and they had both a will and a codicil, both of those documents would have to be submitted to probate for the grant of probate to be extracted.
Right, let's move to some listener questions now, Andrea. So this listener made a short will pre-divorce in 2019. I've been advised to make a new will post-divorce as so much has changed. Will the new will totally supersede the old one?
The short answer is yes. So the new will, once it includes a revocation clause, which all wills should include, will revoke any existing wills, so that once the new will is signed, that will be the will that would take effect. Mm-hmm. And that highlights a very important point, actually, Claire, that if you go through a separation or a divorce, it is really important to update your will, because when you go through the process, it might be that spouses' legal rights in respect of each other's estates could be dealt with in the course of the separation or divorce, because spouses do have an entitlement to a fixed share of their spouse's estate. Obviously, if there's a divorce, spouses are no longer spouses following a divorce, so that fixed right to their ex-spouse's estate ceases. In a separation, it doesn't cease, so it is very important to deal with that in the course of the separation. But even though a separation or divorce might deal with the legal rights of spouses, if you don't update your will and your will still says that you leave everything to your ex-spouse, then your ex-spouse will get everything. So it's really important that if you go through a separation or a divorce, you update your will and you amend it so that you're leaving your estate to whoever you want to leave it to.
Well, this is not unrelated. This question says, as a married couple, is it advisable to have an individual will each, or is it sufficient just to have a will as a couple?
So every individual has to have an individual will. There isn't such a thing as a joint will for couples, but what will very frequently happen is that couples will put in place essentially mirror wills so that they will both do the same thing. And very often in Ireland, what spouses tend to do is they would leave everything to the survivor of them on the first death, and then on the death of the survivor, they both have the same provisions as to what would happen to the estate then. So it might be that they leave everything to their children, or they might leave some legacies to family members, friends, charities, and then the balance to the children or whatever they like. But in effect, then the first spouse is, when the first spouse dies, the survivor is fully provided for. And then when the second spouse dies, the estate is divided however both spouses wished.
Okay.
Now, the one risk with that, I suppose, is that there's nothing preventing the second spouse from changing their will after this first spouse's death. But generally, most people feel that if they discuss it and they're happy that, you know, they both agree this is what they're going to do, then most couples do go ahead and go with that structure.
Now, this next one is about a will change. So this person wants to change the will. The current will leaves everything equally to my children, but due to family estrangement, I want to reduce their share to a sum of money and leave the balance to various charities. Is this complicated?
It doesn't sound particularly complicated. That should be a fairly straightforward will, just leaving some cash legacies to children and then the balance or the residue of the estate to various charities. So what that listener should do is talk to a solicitor and talk about putting an updated will in place, because I would certainly recommend that they should speak with a solicitor rather than, you know, putting a homemade will in place. Just to say in relation to children and the family estrangement point there, unlike some other European countries, in Ireland, individuals are free to leave their estate however they wish, subject to that legal right of spouses that I mentioned a moment ago. So in Ireland, children don't have any fixed right to a specific portion of their parents' estate. So this listener is certainly free to leave just, you know, a cash sum or a portion of their estate to their children, and they can provide for children unequally or potentially not provide for some children at all. But the one thing that people should be aware of when it comes to providing for children or not providing for children, as the case may be, is that in Ireland we do have this provision in legislation which is called Section 117 of the Succession Act, which allows a child to bring a claim against their deceased parent estate if they feel that they weren't properly provided for by their deceased parent in accordance with the parent's means.
Okay.
So I suppose the risk here, it can be somewhat of a balancing act in that you don't want to get into a situation where a child brings a claim and then the estate is tied up in litigation mm-hmm. for a few years. Legal fees, which are generally paid by the estate, are racking up. So it's kind of a balancing act of, do you want to leave the child something that would hopefully deter them bringing a Section 117 claim, or do you want to leave them nothing but then run the risk that they would bring a Section 117
they
claim?
They would challenge. Now, mm-hmm. here's another quick one. I'm executor of my mother's will. She's in her 90s. She has it in her will that she wants to be cremated, but she's changed her mind and now wants to be buried. Does the will need to be changed to reflect this?
Not necessarily. So that would really be a wish, I suppose, as to being cremated. So it's not like a legacy where it is legally binding that you're saying I leave X to so-and-so. So this is more a wish that this individual wants to be cremated. What I would say is that, you know, she certainly could put an updated will in place and amend that, or even if she puts it in writing and speaks to her solicitor and has something, you know, recorded by an independent person being the solicitor that she now wants to be buried, if that's what the case is, then that should probably be sufficient.
Okay, well, Andrea, given the level of questions we've had about changing wills, we might have to return to this one, and we'll be talking to you again soon, no doubt. That's Andrea McNamara, who's head of private client law at EY Law. Thank you very much, Andrea, for being with us. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.